It's Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 356. I am joined by Alexis LeBroy, Jeremy Caldera, and Chris Netto talking about end users at Infocom 2018. Chris Netto starts off talking about the importance of seeing demonstrations at a trade show.
Part of the reasons why people go to Infocom, if you're an integrator, consultant, manufacturer standing in the stands, is that you are selling a product to an end user, correct? Right? You're there because you need to see products that you somehow have to translate and take back to your customers. If end users are now attending the show, you know, are we forgetting that people such as, you know, Jeremy will invite, you know, his top clients out there to show them the products firsthand? I know as a manufacturer that, you know, my responsibility as a consultant liaison is working with consultants. There are consultants that call me prior to the show saying, hey, I need to book time at the booth because I am bringing customer XYZ who's, you know, currently in the market for this. What am I going to do? I am going to set my booth up and get ready for customer XYZ to come in because, you know what? That is the best place for them to do the side-by-side comparison. I mean, if they're looking for LED, if they're looking for projectors, right? If they're looking for big screen, you know, big displays, a lot of that stuff is seen to believe. One of our products that we have, our big video wall, to be honest with you, it doesn't, you know, PDF doesn't do it justice. You have to see it in person to understand what it does. So bringing the customer out and explaining to them, look, we don't have a demo facility, or Barco or the integrator may not have a demo facility or a working demo in Scottsdale, for example. How are you going to do this? You take them to the show. You know, it's not that long of a flight, to be honest with you, if you're sending somebody from Arizona over there. You bring them in, you show them the device, you tell them, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what we have. You're more than welcome. Obviously, you're going to look at the show floor, go see what everybody else has, right? And then come back and compare the difference. I mean, that's a great use of it for an end user. I, as a former end user, that's how I used to do it. You know, when I was doing the pharmaceutical stuff, I would go to these sites. Not that I was being told by my integrators or being, you know, going in as a consultant. I went as an end user, and it was a completely different show for me. I went for the training, which is what the end users primarily are going to be there for. Those tech managers, right? They're going for the training. They're going for the certification because one trip to an Infocom will allow you to get all those credits in hand. You may be able to renew a CTS if you're that hardcore and do, you know, a Monday through Wednesday, you know, a CTS spree or RU spree. But, you know, on top of that, since you're there, you stay the extra couple of days, you look at the products, you kick them around. It's your best, it's the best bet now as a manufacturer and people attend, you know, at the show. I think the question and the arguments that were happening online, which I happen to see, was more of who's catering to what, right? For me, I like seeing end users there because I have a soft spot for them.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.